So driverless delivery trucks for Loblaws are on the roads as of today. Not next week, not next month, not April of 2024. They're on the road today, going to five different grocery destinations. They won't be delivering your groceries specifically to you at home, but they'll be delivering them between Loblaws locations. How are we feeling about that? What are the parameters? Where has this worked before? What are all the pros and cons? And there are many of both. So we talk about this. Jason Chapman, our executive producer, drops in and gives us the latest with Sheba Siddiqui and myself on Toronto Today. And you've been tracking this story. This comes very quickly out of nowhere. And we saw the headline in the Globe and Mail. Loblaw puts self-driving delivery trucks on Canadian roads for the first time. Is this 4 weeks from now? 8 weeks from now? No, it's today. Which has a lot of people wondering, well, we didn't know about this, but you could be pulling up to an intersection a little later on today, Jason, and there could be a driverless truck next to you.
So Ontario law actually allows driverless vehicles on the road. It's a 10-year test project, but this is a wild, wild development for me. Let me piece together, and then I want you guys to talk, what I've been able to understand about this story. There's a distribution center in the northern part of the city that will have these driverless vehicles operate out of, and they'll go to five Loblaw stores or where you pick up express delivery now, as we have in the city. They've been testing these for quite a while now with a driver sitting in the driver's seat. Mm-hmm. They'll take that driver and now put that driver in the passenger seat.
But that driver hasn't been driving per se.
Correct. He or she hasn't touched the driverless vehicle. It hasn't had to intervene. It's had a quote unquote 100% success rate. As of today, though, that driver moves into the passenger seat and the cars start driving all alone on Toronto streets.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that wild? To five different predetermined locations. And again, Ontario law allows this. There's a 10-year pilot project walking towards this. One more thing before I get out of your guys' way. The city of Toronto started testing in Scarborough a couple of years ago, driverless tiny buses, buses that would serve underserviced parts of the city.
Yes.
They abandoned that project after a similar type of bus was in a crash in Whitby, seriously injuring somebody on that bus. And so that company has now gone out of business. That pilot project is off the table. And now here we are. So as of today, though, yes, as we understand, vehicles will be going from a big warehouse in North Toronto, traveling to five different distribution centers with a guy or gal sitting in the passenger seat. Wild. So why can't dude in the Tesla, who we all saw, having a nap, just have his nap? We're trying to get somebody from traffic services on.
Has he caught up on his sleep yet? Where is that guy?
No, so what do you guys think? No, I don't think so. Absolutely not. That makes me very uncomfortable. Now, this was a self-driving transit project, right? That happened a few years ago. That was canceled.
That's right. The city of Toronto signed an agreement to pilot these. I'm going to say, guys, let's call them like 10 to 15 feet long buses. These are to service the last mile areas of the city, right? Where there's really crummy transit service and it doesn't make sense to run a full-size bus. But Dave Bradley pulled the story, and I had forgot this, that in Whitby, a similar pilot project was underway, and there was a problem. Listen, I drive a 2018 Honda Pilot. It has Lane Keep Assist on it. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm sure Honda's going to give me a lot for
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Couple payments off. Yeah.
But it's got Lane Keep Assist, and I got to be honest, if the thing didn't tell me, put your hands back on the steering wheel, I would absolutely sit back and let this thing drive on a highway. I would. And mine's a crummy 2018.
I'm a 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock guy. I'm not changing.
Yes.
Maybe one hand. Sorry, my wife and children are listening. I'm sorry.
My more reckless car performances are decades ago.
But are we here? And I can't wait. I'll tell you, because we all have kids. I don't want my 6-year-old or my 20-month-old ever touching a car. I want them to sit and never have to actually drive.
I have another dad. My brother-in-law is exactly the same, Sheba, and I don't. It's the one thing I'm like, you're a smart guy except for this. What do you mean you don't want your daughters to drive? Why not? A, it's a rite of passage. B, there's an element of personal responsibility to it.
It doesn't need to be anymore.
No,
what do you think?
It's a life skill.
Oh, jeez.
What about when you travel, Jason? So your kid's not going to know how to drive a vehicle. I think that is something, this is a life
skill.
Transit
is available in every country my kids and I would travel to.
No, I'm sorry.
You just went to Detroit. How are you getting to Detroit without a driver?
Can't get anywhere in Detroit with a drive, without a car. You're not wrong.
It's not public transit.
But if I had a drive, but you know
what? People mover can't get you out to Big Beaver
in
Road.
In American cities? Gonna plug again.
No, I can't wait for my kids to get their licenses at 16 and then at 18. I'm really looking forward to that. But I think this is a life skill that you absolutely need to know. And having driverless vehicles, that actually makes me very nervous.
So, Sheba, will it freak you out? You're at an intersection. The green light goes yellow. You stop. You look over. You're the first car at the light. And you look over and you see a truck with nobody in the driver's seat.
Absolutely freaks me out.
Holy cripers.
I don't know. I look at people with their nose and their freaking phones all over the GTA.
That's true.
They terrify me.
Yes, that's true.
And nobody, like, honestly.
But they'll be held accountable if they do something wrong.
Well,
Robot Boy won't be.
I suppose, I mean, a company will pay out a mighty fine sum, I'm sure, if anything goes wrong with this. Listen, guys, we're all addicted to our phones. Most people listening to us right now have texted once they've got behind the wheel. I'm surprised that, hey, news released today. Buddy's moving from driver's seat to passenger seat. We're starting to deliver groceries from a distribution center to Loblaw stores in Toronto today. That's what surprises me.
Well, two quickie things. We'd love to get text messages on this. How do you feel about automated driving coming to Ontario today? There's no waiting period. This isn't an election issue. We've already had our election. 289-975-1640 on text. Here's the thing. These five vehicles, Jason and Sheba, have completed 150,000 deliveries with a human on board. But to your point, what we didn't know is that human on board wasn't doing anything. The vehicles were driving themselves. So they're 150,000 for 150,000, and they've gotten that done. These trucks have also operated in Arkansas for Walmart. Gaddick has taken drivers from their vehicles in the last 6 months in Arkansas, and I'm sure if there'd been a mass tragedy or crash, even though it's Arkansas, we'd all have heard about it. Yeah, good.
But
yeah,
what
go
happens
quickly,
in the passenger seat? I wonder what happens to them. Like, what control do you have over the car if it does get into an accident? What's
gotta
the point
in.
Of that?
We should pick this up on the other side. And like, nothing. You got to jump into the driver's seat. That's pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how are you going to do that with the seatbelt on in time to, you know, to avoid the crash? I just don't understand the point of even having someone there.
Yeah. That means I don't have to put my hand up anymore when somebody lets me in. There's nobody good. Nobody's giving me the response.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.